And I'm joined today by Davin Karst, who's a junior golfer out of Assiniboia. And more great news coming from the college golf world for Saskatchewan here. Davin, is you've announced that you're going to go play some college golf as well. Just congratulations on that. We'll get to that. But for you, first of all, how'd you get into the game down in Assiniboia?
Well, it all started off around when I was 12 years old. Me and my grandma, we would go golfing at the Willabunch Golf Course. It's about 20 minutes from where I'm from, and she had a camper down there. And, yeah, we would just go for rounds, and I started to really love it. At home, I just have a little 9-hole course, just the Assiniboia Golf Course. And I live about 2 minutes, it's like a 2-minute drive from my place, so I would always just take my quad and my clubs, and I would just drive down there all by myself and go golf 9 holes.
You probably can't do that in Saskatoon or whatnot. But
no, definitely not.
Yeah, that's a great little story there, Davin, for sure. I guess, what do you like about the game? What kind of got you hooked before you realized that you're going to elevate to get into competitive golf? But what was it originally for you?
Well, I mean, I just love the environment of the golf courses. Like, every course is different. You'll never have the same shot. And yeah, I just love how it's one person. It's basically all on you, and you can't really rely on others to do it for you. So,
yeah, it's definitely a common answer for golfers, for sure. They love that individual aspect. When did you start, probably the first MJT, and then, of course, we've seen you at the juniors the last few years. When did you get into it competitively?
I started getting in competitively in my grade 9 year when I was 14 years old. There was only one other golfer in my area named James Ogle, and he did those tournaments. The way that it turned out, it was his last year when I first started, but yeah, he was kind of the one that got me into it, and I just loved playing, and I continue doing it.
Oh, that's great. A nice little mentor, for sure. You know, a small town that I've talked to, like Carter, obviously, and some other players. You know, Nipawin's a little bit bigger community, a small town still, but Cole, obviously, going down south. A small town guy, I think this might open the door for a few more kids in the future, hey?
Yeah, for sure it will. Yeah, like, I have a younger brother named Caden, and he loves coming out with me. He always joins me for a round, and it's great to have him, somebody to play with, for sure.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see him growing up and elevating as well. So you're going to Millsaps College. That's the school that you picked, probably joining Will Danielson down there. I would assume Will will still be there when you get down there. But I guess talk about the transformation and the decision to go to Millsaps.
Yeah, definitely Will being there was a big decision for me. I'm pretty good friends with his brother Tommy, and
of course,
it's nice to have somebody that I would know for sure, just because it is a big step, and it's a lot different. It's a big city, it's far ways away from home, and it's a lot different than what I'm used to, but I'm really excited for this opportunity and just to see where it takes me.
Yeah, what did Millsaps offer? Because I'm sure you had a few schools looking out through your profile that you probably sent out, like most of the kids do, but I guess what was it about Millsaps that pushed you over the edge to choose them?
The big thing was just the warmth of it. Like, I had a lot of different offers from colleges that were up in the northern states, which really, for me, it's not something that I really wanted because we don't get that up here. So definitely the warmth and just the fact that it's down south really enticed me.
Yeah, that's definitely a key goal. Playing all year round, right, to just make your game that much better, especially when it comes to the Saskatchewan events. So one more year left of junior before you head down for school. What are your goals and what do you want to get accomplished here in your last junior year?
Well, definitely a big thing that I'd like to do is make it to nationals this year in Gulf Saskatchewan, because last year I was really close. I was only one spot away from making it. So this year, hopefully, is my year.
Yeah, definitely. As you guys get older, that goal is always there. And again, Carter and Cole have that same goal as well, and it's definitely attainable for all you guys. Obviously, the classroom is important, Davin, especially for your family. What are you going to take when you're in the classroom down there?
Well, just like I remember Cole said, and probably Carter, I'm taking business as well. My future plan is to come home and take over the family farm. That's what my parents do for a living, and I always love working with my dad. So the farm is a business as well, and to me it all applies.
Yeah, no, 100% it does, and then you can always just, you can continue to play golf and be a professional farmer as well. Lastly, Davin, I know a lot of support along the way. Who helped you get here?
Definitely both my parents. My dad was always really good for me, to just letting me go to the course during the day. Even though I was working for him, he'd always let me take a couple hours to go practice, as well as my coach. I know everybody says that they have the best coach, but I truly do. He's super supportive of me and always wants the best. Last winter, actually, he let me stay at his place for a few weeks, and I just trained there every single day in the academy. and as well to my coach in the Millsaps College for giving me the opportunity to pursue college golf.
Perfect. Well, congratulations, Davin. You're just making the list even longer. We can't wait to follow your career down there. And, you know, we'll obviously see you in summer, first probably in Swift Current at the juniors there.
Yeah, thank you.